Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. Once again, for the 1,215th time, you're not, but I'm the main man. I'm the man, but I ain't nobody. I ain't nobody without my students. I got my student producer. I got a different student producer. I butcher his name every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but my student producer today is Robert. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Emerson.
I got it right, didn't I?
Yes.
That's because I've drank coffee. That's why I got it right, you know, because you're sitting in for my main man, Max.
Yes.
Max is gone. Where Max go?
Max is on a field trip to Butler.
Yeah. Oh, man, the big U.
Hopefully he's listening on the bus.
Yeah, that is cool. Hey, man, so you're behind the big board.
Yes.
Means you're in control.
I'm scared.
But you know what I did one time? When I was behind that big board with you?
You turned the whole station off.
Yes, you did. I shot, though. I cut off radio. I broke the radio.
Oh, no.
You know, they said one lady broke the internet. I broke the radio. I didn't know what I was doing. I was pushing buttons and pulling cords and cut the radio off.
I don't think you should have done that.
So don't push the wrong button. Don't be like me, you know. Okay. Be better than me. Okay, I always ask Max this top question, besides if you're going to cut my grass. But what's up for the weekend?
Nothing.
Nothing? No nothing. Working? No chores?
No.
Hey, you want to cut my grass?
No.
Then Max said the same thing. I don't understand you students. Like, give you an opportunity to be entrepreneurs. I ain't paying you no money. And then you come want to cut my grass. I don't understand it. Pipers might pay you no money. But anyway, that's cool. Okay. All right. Well, we got guests in the studio. I should be nice, but they know who I am. And they said they should allow you to come in the building. I said, yes. They really do know me. So I got the folks in for the Education Foundation. We're going to talk about some stuff and things that they're doing. And we're not doing this from notes, because all from memory, because I forgot my notes. I don't need no notes. I've been working with these folks ever since 2000 and something, 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 something.
You forgot
something,
your
something.
Notes.
Yeah, you know, don't get old. Can I say the dog ate my notes?
No.
I don't have a dog. Anyway, that's what's happened with me. That's happened with you. One thing we got thing we call the big
board. All right, so fall break, October 8th to October 23rd.
Woo!
Woohoo. Football, Lawrence North at Ben Davis tonight, pregame 6:15. The game starts at 7. All right, and then socials at WBDG Indy, except for TikTok, which is at Giant 90.9. School Talk right now, Friday, 7:30 a.m., and replays on Sundays at 2 p.m.
They allowed replays?
Yes.
They allowed this show to replay.
Yeah.
They got the nerve.
Yeah.
They got the
gold.
Wow, yeah, that's big G, yeah. No, I'm just kidding. we call that thing the big ball. There's so much going on in this school, and it's student produced, and it's student generated. And that's the way that's the only way it can be. I remember way back in 2000. When I wanted to do this show, one of the requirements was students must be involved 150% in this show, and they produce it, they get involved in it. It doesn't happen without students. And my next guest, if we didn't have our students, hey, they might be at home with me watching TV, because it's the students that drives their organization. So in the studios, I'm great. Push the magic button first of all. But Executive Director of Education, Wayne County Education Foundation, Lisa Bayes. Good morning, Lisa.
Morning, Emerson.
How you doing?
Good.
I got to say it again. How you doing?
Awesome.
Great. Always great to see you, because you're so busy. And I mean, just so busy. But you take out time for our young people because it's if I looked under young people and caring for young people in any order, I know I'm gonna see your picture.
You would.
I know. I'm gonna see your picture. I know. I'm push that magic button.
And yours again. Too. Woo! Yours too.
Yeah. I'll be on the back page. Under that's some crazy guy. But you brought a guest with you today.
I did.
You brought the president. You brought the president. Yes, the president. Get on your feet. Stand on the chair. Pull out your hair. Well, I ain't got nothing to pull out. But anyway, that is so great. So I'm going to let you introduce. The president of the Wayne Township Education Foundation.
Emerson, I'm super excited to have Nina Brom. Her family are old timers here in Wayne Township and have given so much time, energy. Her husband is a teacher at the 9th grade center, Terry Brom. This is Nina Brom. Woo! Say hello.
Good morning.
Hello, everybody.
Good morning. Push the magic button. Glad to have you here. Woo! Woo! Yeah! Now, we're going to have a conversation, so can I call you Nina?
You sure can.
Can I call you Lisa?
You bet.
Can I call myself Emerson? Just don't call me late for dinner or breakfast or lunch. I like to eat. Don't Mr. Easter. He can't talk. Mr. Easter's my man in the corner. Yay!
I ever said.
He can't talk. All right, Lisa, guys, Foundation, how many years has it been director now?
22.
Wow. But you've been doing educational stuff, young folk stuff, longer than 22 years.
I have. 30 some odd years. Whole career.
Yeah. So that's a whole show. And we're going to do a whole show. Called the Lisa Bays Show. And then we just tell the whole story of the Kool-Aid. But I just ask my guests two questions, among others. And they're very hard questions. Mm-hmm. They're very deep. And make you think, pull out your electronic device and do Google. And then sometimes you have to go to Twitch because you start twitching. And then you really got to call students and say, how do I find this answer to this question? The question is simply, Lisa Bays, where'd you go to high school?
I went to Brookfield East High
Brookfield
School.
Brookfield East. Where's that at?
Brookfield, Wisconsin.
All right, what college did you go to?
I went to Augustana College for undergrad, and that's in Illinois, and I went to Bowling Green State University for my master's degree.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Education. All right, Madam President, where'd you go to high school?
I went to Lafayette Central Catholic.
Okay. All right. That's in Lafayette, Indiana.
Yes, sir.
I got a GED. I'm good, boy. And where'd you go to college?
I went to Indiana University.
IU?
Yes, sir.
Go IU. They got some of my money. Two of my daughters went to IU, but education, and I do that for a reason. I always talk about the education part first because we're in an educational institution. But I want the young folks to understand that there's so much power after high school. So I mean, high school is your springboard, your jumping step, your starting spot. And sometimes education, as far as college, takes you there or trade school. And some people like Bill Gates, and you just a brainiac. And you can just make $1 billion as a high school educator or non-high school educator. I've met many of those. So how secondary education is so important. And bring back to the Education Foundation. Why is the Education Foundation so important, Lisa?
Well, you know, there are several things that I love the most about this organization. One, we started out by just community members created us. Mm-hmm. People got together and they said, you know, we want to provide more community support to our teachers so they can do more cool things in their classrooms that help students have experiences. Mm-hmm. So that's the first piece of it is community engagement. And then also we're raising money. And when teachers have brilliant ideas, we work really hard to fund those cool ideas that help give students hands-on experiential learning.
Mm-hmm. Being an advocate to our young people and to our teachers, and I got a teacher in the studio too, but people would think that, well, the teachers got the school board. They don't need anybody else. Teachers got the school board. They don't need help from the parents. That's my crazy attitude person. But that's not true. Teachers need all the help they can get in that classroom, operative classroom, and your funds that you do, the things that you do for young people, that's so much helps. When you guys were in high school, did you have education foundations?
Not that I recall. That was a while ago, though.
Yeah. I mean, but they did, and the teachers are my teachers are so wanted and so important that they take what they got to educate our young people. And I know a lot of young folks can look back at their time and they'll find that one or two teacher that stood out. But can you imagine if the teachers back in the day had what you got right now? Oh, man, that'd be so awesome. That'd be so awesome. Okay, so some of the things that the education does, and Madam President, how long have you been president?
I'm in my second year of a 2-year term.
Oh, so you know some stuff.
I'm learning every day.
Yeah, I know one thing about your board. It's not a lazy board.
No, it's a very hardworking board. All volunteers.
Yeah.
And at our last meeting, Bart York, one of our founders, he commended the board. He said, I'm on a lot of boards, and this board participates more than any other board I serve on.
Mm-hmm.
People actually come to the meetings. People volunteer. They work super hard.
And for my folks to understand that it's the board, education board, that basically, got a director, but the board votes on what the board does. How many board members do they have now?
17.
17, they vary. And I call him Mr. York. I don't call him Bart. I don't know why. But it's Mr. York. And maybe because just the way he is, he just stands there. That's Mr. York. And some people you just call, that's Mr. York, that's Mrs. Lewis. Mrs. Lewis. It's so cool. But it's not if you want to be a board member on the Education Foundation Board, you must work. So, and you work on half of our young people. What are some of the events that the foundation is working on right now?
You know what? We're really excited. We are celebrating our 30th anniversary, and it's also the school district's 60th anniversary. We have a big event coming up called Celebrate Wayne. That is an adult event that has a bit of an international vibe to it, that we are trying to honor kind of the rich tapestry that all of our students come from throughout the world and end up here in Wayne Township. Our foods are going to be provided by Area 31, and they're going to feature international flavors.
Woo!
So it's going to be an exciting event, and we've tried to make it pretty affordable for parents and staff to attend.
That is. Are you still working with Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
So how's that going?
It's good. You know what? We could use more support, of course. Yeah. People, it's so easy if people remember to designate Wayne Township Education Foundation on their smile.amazon.com account.
You need every avenue that you can, because the teachers need every tool they can to educate our young people. Okay, some of the now the spaghetti event, that used to be, and always was being for me, one of the pretty coolest events. I don't know why. Maybe because the food was just so good. And the educators actually do the serving. They're still doing the same format?
Yeah. Well, we haven't been around for a couple of years because of COVID. So we plan to be back this year. And we added, since you were involved, we added a bingo experience.
Wow.
So we have bingo and some good fun times at our spaghetti supper. And that's scheduled for late February.
Late February? I can't wait till then.
Mm-hmm,
so, I know you're doing some things now, but I can't wait until February. So you're going to have to do something before that. When it comes to the Education Foundation and supporting our young people, I want to go into real quickly and talk about some of the reasons. I did find my notes. Some of the reasons why school districts actually have a foundation.
Mm.
And it's not really hard, why they have a foundation and the benefits of it. I'm going to throw out the title, then we're going to talk about about the title. And one of the titles is for the school district. It's a positive PR tool for the school district. And I'm going to talk more about that, because it is a possible PR tool. When you can talk about what your school district is doing and through your foundation, that is very powerful when it comes to folks moving to your neighborhood and moving to. So how do you stay to make sure, how does the foundation stay pertinent all these years to make sure that the education foundation, but that the board can talk about our education foundation the way they do, top notch.
You want me to,
Madam
do you have
President?
Anything you want to say?
Yeah, I mean, I think that now more than ever we are pertinent, because this is a time of shrinking budgets for schools. I think since 2010, Indiana has made a concerted effort to defund public education. And so the foundation is more important than it's ever been, because there's so many things that schools need. And, you know, you can't always pay for everything. Yeah. And the foundation fills in those gaps. We're able to fund the things that maybe you don't think of as keeping the lights on or paying the staff. But we fund the things that make school fun and enriches learning and brings the curriculum to life. And if it wasn't for us, these things might not get funded at all.
We know something about that giant 90.9 and BDTV, because you fund a couple of our programs, and then we definitely appreciate, push the magic button for that, because one thing about your, when you find something, if it's involving young people and it's good and great and it has the opportunity to get funding, we totally appreciate that.
You know what, Emerson, the other thing, because I'm going to interrupt you, you know me, I've always got a few chimers
it's
in.
It's a conversation.
You know what, we also think we're kind of like, we help build morale. So when teachers feel acknowledged when their ideas are supported and funded, right? So they're like, oh, somebody liked what I was thinking and they thought it was worth funding. So we boost morale and we kind of try to equalize and create a little bit more access to opportunities that maybe sometimes our students don't always have access to. Yeah. So we're trying to create those experiences. And you're right, WBDG has had some of those access opportunities for attending conferences or seminars and things like that.
That is so important. You talk about morale. You ever went to a store, a grocery store or a department store or some type of service industry, and the cashier, the host was so bubbly, was so happy to see you, so happy to serve you, so happy that you're in the store, and you're going through your stuff for the day. Why is she doggone so happy? It's just driving me nuts. I'm having a bad day. I got a flat tire. My boss yelled at me. No one's listening to me. And she's acting like she's on top of the world, and she's not making a lot of money, but she got a big old smile from ear to ear. When you see something like that, it's kind of like, what's the word, infectious? What's the word?
Infectious.
Thank you very
you
much.
Got it.
Yeah, it's thank you very much. You're kicking in. But it's like, it's crazy. You get a teacher that feels that way in the classroom. That's how that's going to just it's gonna like catch on like wildfire. And that is so important, because if you come to school and it's already tough, and then you got to deal with this. But as a teacher, when you get that, and then students see that teacher all lit up like a Christmas tree. Ooh, that makes their day better. I don't know who that lady was at that store, but after I talked to her and left her, I just turned my frown into a smile, because it was like I couldn't help it. It was like, hey, she's so happy. Why is she so happy? Give me some of what you got. You know, he smells the rockets cooking. Well, anyway, one day I said that wrong. So that's another show. It builds new audiences. It builds new audiences of ambassadors. Have an education foundation involved with your school board. And some of the ambassadors are, like, your community members are ambassadors that come to the education foundation because they want a board, or they want to help. Are you taking any more members on board?
We are. I mean, it's a bit of a process, though. So it's not just a sign up and show up, though we take volunteers to do those kind of things all the time. But we are open to people who have interest in new leadership opportunities in the community, and just reached out to me. I don't know. Do you guys publish my email with the broadcast at all? Lisa.Bays and then all the Wayne stuff. Lisa.Bays@wayne.k12.in.us. Or you can find us on the website, which is wtef.wayne.k12.in. And we have a whole kind of experience you have before to make sure it's a good fit for the community member, and if they want to put the time in to do it. Because as you said, we're a working board, and we want to make sure people have the time and commitment to be successful.
Awesome. One thing also, one of the reasons why a school board would benefit from Education Foundation, and besides it gives new meanings, new ways for citizens to have a voice, in politics, and this is not going to be a show about politics, but in politics, on the national level, it's kind of hard to get to the national leaders, unless you're like John Easter can call Andrew Carson to right now on his telephone. You know, everybody can't be like John Easter. Andre? Did I say Andre? What did I say? Okay, Andre Carson. Too much coffee. So, but you can get to your local leaders. You can get to the mayor. You can get your city, county councilman, and talk with them, And then as a community member, being on a board gives you an opportunity to hear and voice your opinion based on and learn some new things about your community and be a part of it. And that's why I asked about, can you take on new members? Because you have those community members out there that wondering, how can I get involved in something that's going to be worthwhile? You know, I'm tired of seeing this on TV. I think the teachers need more help, but where can I go? And I want to also give some funds, because you talked about money and how the Education Foundation helps raise money for the school board. So what are some of the fundraising things you got going on right now? Because I know that the spaghetti's in February. You mentioned about, you know, so give me some more. What else are you doing?
You know what? We do the Wayne Winter Games, and probably one of our, other than our Celebrate Wayne event, which is going to be a really big deal, several hundred people, you don't want to miss it. We're going to have some featured international entertainment. Is Giving Tuesday. So that's not until November, but Nina takes a great lead on Giving Tuesday, and we expanded that program last year. Nina, maybe share how we expanded Giving Tuesday last year.
Well, last year was our very first year, and what we did is every single school in the district had their own web page where people could log in and give. And at first, we said, okay, half of the dollars will go to the foundation, half of the dollars will go to the school. But then it got so successful that we called an audible, and we gave all the money to the schools.
Wow.
And we're going to do it again this year.
How much was it, Nina?
We raised $15,000 in our very first year. And guess what? Stoutfield Elementary was the best. They raised the most money. Yeah, they really got on board. And this year, I think it's going to be even better, because I think people are going to be gunning for Stoutfield. And all you have to do is the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, which is November 30th, log on and give to your school, any school of your choice. And even $5 would make a huge difference.
Yeah.
Just think, if every person associated with Wayne Township, if every family, every teacher, every staff member gave $5, what a difference that would make. We want to raise $30,000 this year, and we think we're going to do it.
Wow, that is awesome. And we need every penny of it. But people don't seem to understand that. You know, education is not cheap. And with free education, you know, education is really not free. Someone's got to pay for something. There really is no free lunch. Someone's paying for that lunch somewhere, you know. But you have an opportunity as a community member to be involved in a foundation that's helping our young people who are the future leaders of tomorrow. And I'm 67 years old now. Everywhere I go, everybody's younger than me. It's different. It's crazy. But seeing these young people is really, really, it's energizing. And then seeing them learn and seeing them make mistakes and seeing them learn from my mistakes is even better. The young men came to my house the other day to clean my carpet, you know, and they were as old as my grandson. My grandson's 20. And these young guys are running the business. I'm like, gosh, I feel old. But I felt like, God, young folks are running this stuff. And how education played a part in that. And one of them was a BD grad, which was so great. You know, he got his high school education. Now he's running a business. It was really, really, really awesome. Talking about building bridges with our interested community members, we have got to make sure that our community members get involved in what we're doing. So some of the avenues that you use to let folks know that what they're doing has been the internet. Now, internet wasn't around all the time. What did you guys do way back in the day just to get folks involved in the foundation? I mean, at least this is going back to you, maybe before. I know the internet wasn't involved in, well, like,
no, you just did mailing. You actually did old school mail, and you're right. Now you try to save a couple bucks so you don't send as much by mail, especially since it's 57 cents a stamp. So we do, you know, we've got a pretty good size email list. And, you know, the other thing I forgot to mention is we do Wayne Township Community Theater, which is one of our really big programs that we do as an outreach to the community, again, to engage. And we provide access for students free to attend our shows.
How about the golf outing?
The golf outing we don't do anymore.
Oh,
Emerson.
Man.
I know.
I enjoyed driving that golf cart. I got in trouble one time.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. I can't imagine.
know. Okay. All right. All right.
Let me go. You didn't know you should stay on the path.
Right. And I didn't know there were two golf courses there. There's two.
Yes. Emerson nearly got killed, I'm certain.
We're going to get back to the other event.
He probably had his hand slapped at least once.
I've been there two or three times, so they didn't ban me. But okay. I wasn't driving the beverage cart my first year, and I didn't realize there were at the Eagle Creek Golf Course. There's two courses.
Yeah.
I don't know, A and B, B and C, or one and two, whatever. It's two of them. And I was taking beverages to one course, so I decided I'm going to go from this course to the other course.
And those weren't even our folks, were they?
No.
But they appreciated your efforts.
I thought they were. Mr. Easter, I'm driving on the green. I hear a voice, get off the green. I said, what, me? Yeah, you. I'm sorry. Who's that guy out there? Education Foundation. Call Lisa.
That's probably why we can't do the golf outing anymore, huh?
Push the magic button. That's a good one. Man, I had some time.
We hire professionals now.
It's called the Emerson Rule. I did that before. So I think one time I drove one. We had a golf course. We had a golf something way back in behind the high school. There was something way back in the day when you're first developing, and it was doing some like a putting range. Like a putting range. And I remember I had a Toyota. I had two flags on it. It was either two Colt flag or two American flags. And I was just riding around back there, and I didn't know where I was at. And once again, I'm driving on something I wasn't supposed to be driving on, and I was driving on the putt-putt lane, whatever it was, you know. So anyway, don't do Emerson. Speaking of online and going back to some of the online stuff, grants online, how's that going?
It's great. So, you know, this is really the bread and butter of why we're here, is for teachers to be able to apply, and we use a platform. We have two vehicles. One is Donors Choose, and that's kind of a crowdfunding platform, which so many people are familiar with. And the foundation chips in some money, and then we hope the community continues to chip in money, too, toward programs. And we're funding things like robots to teach kids coding. We're funding lots and lots of books. We're funding all sorts of hands-on math experiences and science experiences. That's a kind of an online experience, but then we have a traditional method that's like an old-fashioned grant writing experience for teachers, and that takes a little bit longer.
And people might think that we're blowing our own horn, and we are. I mean, you have got to promote the foundation at every opportunity you can. So, Madam President, as we talk about promoting the Education Foundation, I got 2 minutes left. I want you to tell me why it's important, in your own words, why you do what you do. And why you're doing what you're doing, and why it's important for folks that listen to a voice to either get involved in the foundation, either from a foundation, from a volunteer standpoint, or from, hey, I want your money.
And I've thought about this a lot. I've lived in Wayne Township for about 30 years. My husband has taught in Wayne Township for 30 years. And both of my children went to Wayne Township schools and graduated from Ben Davis High School. And when I think about the MSD of Wayne Township, it is the single number one institution that has affected my family.
Wow.
Obviously, my husband's made a living, but my children were very well prepared for college. They were successful in college because of Wayne Township schools. And it to the point that Wayne Township schools even created my social circle of friends.
Whoa.
And so when I think about how much it's affected my family's life, it was very important for me to somehow give back to this institution, the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. And the foundation was the perfect vehicle for giving back. And not everybody can serve on the board like I do, but everyone can support the things that the Wayne Township Education Foundation is doing. You can give to Donors Choose. You can come to our celebration on November 5th at the Global Village Welcome Center. You can give on Giving Tuesday. All of us can give back to the school district that has made our life so special and full.
That is, Lisa, anything to Can you add any icing to that cake?
That's why I brought Nina with me today.
What you guys do is so important, and I know from being there on the front row, in the trenches, in the board meetings, out in the community, and it is a lot of fun. It really is, being associated with the foundation. It's a lot of pride also, and it does really, really, really feel good, and you have a lot of fun, even when you make boo-boos. But it is great to be a part of something that really works, and then you see the product. And I know we're out of time, but then you see the kids, and you see them, and you see the teachers that benefit from what the foundation does. And lets you know you're on the right track with the right organization. And I know the school board gets it, because you guys are still y'all so hand in hand working together, because they see it, the teachers see it, the students see it, the community sees it. Hey, it ain't broke. Don't fix it. So awesome. So Lisa, keep on doing what you're doing. Keep taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
Please take care of yourself. We need you to keep on doing what you're doing. And Madam President Nina, we're so glad to have you on board. Second year. Hey, go for it. Keep it up. Anytime you got something going on, or we ain't got nothing, we don't know about it, bum rush the window. Let us know. And I've been bum rushed before. People, our show has been bum rushed. I've had a guest in here, and somebody has something they need to say, and Mr. Goins, whoever it was, and they bum rushed the show for that 1 second, 2 seconds, half 30 seconds, whatever it might be, and say, "Hey, this is going on." And we'll talk about it. Sounds good.
Thanks for having us.
Great. You. Robert, good job. Push him. Robert, where you going next? Are you going to radio next? You don't know where you're going. Robert's back. He don't have a microphone.
No, I don't. Well, now I do.
Next class?
Next class? I'm just staying here.
Yeah, you just don't go. Don't you go nowhere here.
I'm not going there.
I'm going to close out the show, okay? To the parents, but to the teachers. My students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give up, you're going to give back. Just remember, your future is in the hands. Going to hang with them. Okay to be a copycat, just copy the right cat. Hey, you can copy Lisa. You can copy Nina. You can copy Robert. You can copy Mr. Easter. You just copycat and give me some money to the foundation. Same time to educate foundation. You can't go wrong. You can go all the way. Hey, young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I still can't stand sagging. Sagging gets on my nerves. Hurt. I know you're not sagging a lot, but still sagging some. The views expressed in Coosa, not the views in Wayne Township, John 90.9, but the views of my guest. So next week, I'll have somebody else in here. Mr. Easter, who am I have? I don't know. Max, who? Ben Davis Bowling? Do y'all how to bow? Can y'all bow? Lisa, can you bow? You don't bow anymore? Oh, I understand.
Yeah,
gutter ball. No, I just... See you next week on School Talk.